Anyways, guys, we have a really excellent second half for you, starting with another podcaster. Boy, I'm realizing a lot of people have podcasts. Isn't that weird? Millennials, am I right? So this woman hosts an advice podcast. She actually just recorded 2 live episodes before she came here, so really busy day for her. So this is really funny. Every year we do like year-end nominations, which is how people are here, and we have like a form on the website you can submit, and someone submitted this person's story by saying, "Oh, I get all of my advice from her, so you should put her on your show." And I'm like, all right, that's a good enough reason. Please welcome Jen Duchard. Yeah!
Okay, I know this is an event for Nylon Magazine, for Tastemakers of the Year. Sometimes we get names wrong. I know Jen Duchard's one of the ones featured here, but kind of screw her. I'm Jess Manafort, and I am a filmmaker supreme. And I get that we're all artists from other different places in life, so we don't all know who everybody is. So I'm literally just going to recite from my IMDb pro page. IMDb pro page. So I was born in beautiful, safe, white Richmond, Virginia, to my father, Paul Manafort, great guy, all around, get her done. Lawyer, and my mom, who's a housewife, her name doesn't matter. It means so much to me whenever my work is recognized, because I identified as a filmmaker before I identified as a woman. I was given a film camera at the age of 3. And this was in 1980. So the camera was so heavy I could only film the ground. But it was very artisanal. So artisanal that the great Martin Scorsese wrote a letter of recommendation for me. Check my IMDb pro page. It's all there. He wrote a letter of recommendation for me for New York University Tisch School of Arts Film School. Tastemaker. Since I was 3. And so I went. Because my parents could pay the whole tuition. And I had such a great time. I can't even tell you a specific story from that time of my life. But I can say that my senior thesis was fantastic. My favorite filmmaker, Richard Linklater. I don't know if you've heard of a literal film called Dazed and Confused. Check my pro page. I literally wrote a film called Remember the Days in tribute to my mentor, who doesn't want to meet me. But it's like Dazed and Confused, but imagine all of the scene breaks and the acts. Changes cut apart by lens steal my sunshine. It was a great movie. You can tell because Brie Larson and Lisa Meester was in it. It was the most expensive thesis film that was made. And a lot of people say, Jess, how did you raise all of that money? And I'm like, I have a lot of friends. My father has a lot of friends. Or what we say in our household, the Brusio. It's Russian. A lot of Russian friends. Sorry, I get a little nervous because my head's bigger than my body. lot of people were incredibly jealous about it, and I understand. A lot of people said that the movie didn't make money, but it did. It made $2,000. Which is more than zero. So, bloop, in the black. That's what I like to say, I'm positive. So then I did one commercial and then three short films over the next 7 years. As you can see on my IMDb pro page. Check my IMDb. And I know we're all here celebrating tonight the amazing short that I did for Funny or Die with Samuel Jackson. And they're like, how did you get those big name actors? And I was like, if you are willing to put up the money for good talent, you will get good talent. Am I right, people? Artists shouldn't work for free. And then people say, no, really, where did you get the money to hire these people? And I say, well, I have a partnership with my father, and it's very successful. So we have the money to finance great art, such as Remember the Days, literally spelled D-A-Z-E. And my sister, who should be fine on her own, but she's obviously very jealous, she sent me a series of texts of, you are a stupid idiot. You're given blood money. That's blood money. That's money that your father has taken from other people and killed other people for. You are laundering money for our father, you stupid retard. And I'm just like, don't say that, because what if your text gets subpoenaed? It's a joke on now. Am I right? And so, you know, us Manafort's, we're very smart. We have it going on, and we're going to come out of this, and scandal means nothing. Obviously, if I am snatching trophies, I'm doing just fine, and there are FBI agents surrounding the area. So this has been a great year. Thank you so much for finally acknowledging me as a tastemaker. Thank you. Nylon Magazine.
Thank you. Thank you, not Jen Ducharme. I'm so sorry, Ms. Manafort. What if I said Samuel L. Jackson was next? Because she hooked us up. That's not true, though. We better.